Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hey, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day. Good day, Tony. It's good to see you with your computer today.
Look at it.
His work boots.
Got notes.
His work loafers.
Work boots on.
Those cats?
I don't have fucking loafers.
Those caterpillars? Red Wings?
Red Wings, dude. Steel toe.
Fucking Red Wings, dude.
Steel toe. Red Wings, steel toe.
Did you go? So when you get Red Wings, you usually go.
Yeah, I get them molded.
But you got to get the special toe put on, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I'm laying rebar,
yeah,
fucking doesn't go through.
You don't want to be walking any scaffolding.
No, fucking, absolutely not.
No,
trust me, I am ready. I'm prepared for today.
Let's go.
We have a guest at 4 o'clock. Head oddsmaker, I believe is how it was titled, of FanDuel Sportsbook, Johnny Sheeran.
Oh, Johnny Oddsmaker.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you. Friend of the show.
Thank you, Johnny.
A lot to talk about today. You know, New York coming online this weekend.
That's big. That's big news.
When some doofus says he's not voting for Aaron Rodgers, do you take that into your opinion in the odds?
Har-bar-boosh.
How the fuck do you make a line this weekend? We're going to call that guy at 4 o'clock. Nikki Skates. Did I introduce you to Evan Fox?
How we doing?
Hi, baby
Fox. How you doing?
Hey, no, we didn't introduce you.
Hey, Foxy's pick of the night.
Hey.
Never a doubt.
Listen, Evan, this should be a fucking lesson to you.
What?
When you take your time and you construct a well-thought-out thought on why a team is going to do what they're going to do, you maybe win a little more bets.
Yeah, so I walked in this morning and I told Gumpy and Tone, I said, wow, you know, when I actually articulate my thoughts and I give out a meaningful pick and people don't see through the bullshit, which – I've never given out a bullshit pick, let's just be honest. But that one, I think people said, oh, wow, this is not a bullshit pick. I've never gotten so many tweets from fans of this show thanking me for a pick, and it felt good. I will be honest, it felt good. And it was weird. I'm not used to it. Normally, it's a lot of fuck yous, Evan. You stink.
Get the fuck up.
Rightfully so.
But that one was cool. So
fuck
I felt
off,
good.
Damn it.
You did the right thing, Evan, and we thank you.
Thank you.
I have an announcement to make.
Oh, announcement or apology?
Announcement. I have nothing to apologize for.
Let me hear the announcement and then I'll decide.
I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons this weekend.
Whoa.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Whoa.
What's your angle?
Against the New Orleans Saints?
Yep.
Taysom Hill?
Yep.
Good question, Nick. What is your fucking angle?
I don't trust the Saints.
Okay. What made you trust the Falcons?
I think they played well against Buffalo. I think that game was a lot closer than it looked at the end of the day.
Okay.
And I don't think Atlanta's been terrible.
Atlanta, you're right, was winning at half. They got some turnovers. They were opportunistic.
Yep.
Still +4, as the graphic says.
I believe I'm going. Hey, good work. Good work there,
Foxy. Thank you, Foxy. It's gonna be pretty much all puppies for me this weekend.
Really?
Yep.
All puppies.
All puppies.
Let's look at that real quick.
Yep. All right.
Let's pull that
Although
up.
Although I do still kind of want to take the Packers.
You do still want to take the Packers. That would not be a pup. Actually, Foxy.
Lombo said.
Chiefs have gone to 11.5.
I might take the Vikings, dude. Fields is out.
Fields tested or went into the protocols today.
It could be Cousins and Zimmer send off together.
It could on
you
a
know
Thursday.
They love each other. They want to play well.
Thank you, Foxy.
Yep.
Fields went into protocol today on a Thursday. Probably going to be tough to get out, test out before Sunday, you would think, at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just my inkling, so I assume Dalton's in line to start.
You know I love the Niners.
You do?
I don't care if it's Jimmy or Lance.
So you like the puppies, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I will take the Vikings, though.
Okay, that's a favorite.
Yep.
You taking the Jags there, pup?
Pardon?
The Jaguars.
I stopped betting on the Jaguars when they ruined their franchise by firing Urban Meyer.
What about 6-point dog Cincinnati Bengals without Joey Burrow, without a lot of people?
No, not touching that game.
Okay, what about 6.5-point dog Miami Dolphins?
Absolutely.
Because, you're right, send off
bet. It's my duty.
Send off bet.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, send off bet.
Yeah.
What about 8-point puppy Carolina Panthers?
Send that team to the moon. They better trade everything for Deshaun Watson.
They have to.
They have no choice.
I think Tepper's going to do it.
He has to. He has no choice.
I don't think Rule's safe either.
I think Rule's dead.
As a like getting fired or
yeah,
no, good coach.
See, this is the thing. We talk about this all the time, Tony, and I know I say this a million times. I get that you do not want Baker Mayfield if you're Cleveland.
Correct.
Who's coming in?
True.
I'd take Jimmy G over Baker.
I would. I think you let Baker ride out his next season. You picked up his fifth year already.
Yeah.
You see what happens next year.
Like, that's what I'm saying when people talk
about... Not a good draft for quarterbacks.
When people talk about getting rid of Tua, like... I get it. If you don't think he's the guy, that's fine. Who's coming in that's better? Realistically.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like there's a fucking tree of good quarterbacks sitting around.
Correct. I agree, except for Marcus Mariota. What?
I can't wait for him to fucking be a starter again and puke all over himself.
He's going to be starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to go
fucking... Yeah, and you're fucking tearing your eyes out. You're going to
go fucking 12-5 to win the fucking AFC North. What are you talking about? Okay? So you're going fucking... Let me get this. Falcons plus the 4, Seahawks plus the 6.5, Niners plus the 4,
yep.
Raiders plus the 3?
I think Raiders is the... that's the one.
Taking Raiders money line or plus the 3?
I'll take it both.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, man, that fucking... This Raiders team somehow, some way, has gotten to where they are. It's not going to end now. It can't.
Okay.
Waller's back.
He is, which you'd think he's healthy, huh?
Fucking for John Madden, too.
You're right. They're like, ooh, that is an angle. He is a fucking angle.
Yeah.
John Madden's family is lighting the torch at the Raider game on Sunday night.
What are we talking about,
dude? That does. That is.
That's fucked.
I don't know if that should factor into our bets, but it does.
Yeah.
Okay? Come on. And I'll ask you, John Sheeran.
You got to ask about that.
I will. I'm going to ask him about a retirement game. Did that swing the line for Ben? You know? All these things. Steelers, by the way, Deontay Johnson's got COVID. He is their best wide receiver, so I don't know if that affects your bets at all. I believe Keith Butler, the DC, also has COVID. Maybe fucking Mike Tomlin is calling defense this Sunday.
Ooh, I like that.
That might...
Oh, that's another dog I love. Steelers getting 5.5.
That's... You heard Lombo on Pat's show say he thinks, and I also think this, there's no chance that they play Lamar, right? If he's any injured?
No, zero chance.
They have a 1% chance of getting in the playoffs. You don't play Lamar in that situation, correct?
Yeah.
You play Huntley?
Yeah.
Maybe he looks good. Maybe he's...
I thought he's played pretty well.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I asked a question. Just a question. Wasn't a statement of fact. Wasn't an opinion. Just a question. Instead of paying Lamar $42, $45 million a year, you let Lamar go... Maybe you even trade him because there's going to be some bites on that hook. And then you have Huntley at a much cheaper rate. Now, is he better than Lamar? No. But he's a lot cheaper. I'm not saying you should do it. I just asked the question for the good of the program.
Hey, if Baltimore's trading Lamar, I mean.
What about Tua, dude?
It's nice and warm, my friend.
Tua's your guy.
I love Tua.
You love Lamar more. Okay. I just threw the question out there.
Yeah.
It's a question about the program. Here's Harbaugh does a good job of getting the boys to play, by the way. That's why they have the incredible preseason record.
Always ready. Loves
Always
ball.
Always ready.
Great coach.
So does Zim.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
He's a great coach.
Good coach.
Kind of a whiny asshole.
He's not as good as Tomlin, but he's a good coach.
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
He is a great coach. He does...
I'm off as...
He does spin a narrative that I don't truly believe, but that's fine. That's my opinion. One man's opinion.
Fucking Edward Miller, dude.
We're biased. That's fine.
What's it?
Edward Miller just said, tone terrible takes. God damn it. Did I just say it wasn't a take or an opinion? It's a fucking question.
He just called you Triple T.
Edward's getting put in timeout.
Oh, no.
Put user in timeout.
Tony's got the rant chat.
Fucking timeout, Ed. Does Tony have his head on straight today? I don't know. You tell me, Paul.
Things are looking up as of right now.
I'm pretty sure I'm fucking dialed in, okay?
I mean, yesterday. I mean, I've...
That was tough.
I went back and watched the film. I mean,
what happened?
It was even worse than I thought sitting in here.
I went home. I went and watched the Spider-Man program. No Way Home.
How was it?
No, cool. Great.
Oh, you went to a theater?
I did. Not exactly your theater. It's a different theater.
I don't think I'll ever go to a movie theater again.
Foxy, this was a restaurant theater.
Yes, I don't care. I'm sorry. I know you had a good
time. I wasn't waiting to see this program, okay?
Listen, Foxy gets it. He's a guy. I know he's got a giant TV at home.
Yes. It's so, I know he's got a popcorn machine. Okay.
I would have paid $100 to watch Spider-Man.
It's okay. You guys can admit that movie theaters aren't dying, though.
Did you hear what he just said?
That's fine.
Say it again.
I would pay $100 to watch Spider-Man in my house.
The thing that has been said is that movie theaters are dead.
Okay.
They are not.
No, I don't think they are either. But all I'm saying is...
They're dying.
There was a lot of good messages in that movie that I took to heart last night. I went to bed, thought about them, dreamt about them, looked at myself in the mirror this morning. And I feel as if I'm a better human today for it. Okay? That's all I was saying, dude. All
right.
I didn't want to get in the fucking theater program debate. Okay? Is that all right?
They're dying.
And as I said yesterday on this show, I will have hardwood picks for tonight.
Let's go.
NBA?
I'll have hardwood picks for tonight.
Lance Stevenson, double-double.
Nobody needs the NBA stinks. I'm sorry.
Gumpy.
It does. And it's I love basketball.
You don't then, because you watch these fucking D3 schools and bet on them.
It's fucking exhilarating,
you're telling me the NBA
dude.
Sucks? Like, that, I just can't take it seriously.
It stinks, dude. Compared to what it was, it's just not the same. You know it's not.
It's been way better than what it was.
Here's
They're
what
better.
I'll say. Here's
Gumpy
what
watches
say.
For the love of the game.
Yeah.
Some people say that NBA starts on Christmas Day. It does not. It starts February 13th.
Yeah. I watch playoff basketball.
Day after the Super Bowl.
I watch playoff basketball, NBA. That's about it. I tried to watch last night. I had the Jazz game on. 5 minutes. I can't do it.
What are you talking about? Jokic went off, dude.
Don't care.
Hey, I do want to let
Give
everyone
me
know.
Fucking Missouri State and Bradley.
I didn't know this yesterday, and we didn't know until after the show yesterday, and this is on us. Particularly on Foxy.
Ooh.
What happened?
Bet was void yesterday when we found out it was Dirk's number retirement game.
Yes.
You can't bet on the opposite team of a jersey retirement game.
Especially Dirk.
Let me put that in the question, too. Jersey.
Yep. Jot that one down. Did you guys see the statue they're building, Dirk?
For Dirk?
Did you see it?
Is it the fucking fadeaway?
Yes, and it's awesome.
It obviously, I assume so. I assume it wasn't Dirk Duncan.
No.
Fucking taking in charge.
The greatest fadeaway of all time.
If Tim Duncan had a statue, what do you think he'd be doing? Taking in charge?
Baby hook.
Baby hook?
Baby hook. Shoot, actually the free throw.
I think it's a 10-foot off the glass.
Yes.
Fundamentals, dude.
Big fundamental.
Him that guy will never get enough credit.
No. Either did Robinson, though. The Admiral was unbelievable.
And Pop won't either at the end of the day.
Oh, so you respect where David Robinson went to college.
What's that?
You heard me.
You heard What's him. What's your fucking issue? Guy's up my ass every fucking show.
Damn it! Tonight, we'll have college ball picks.
Oh, no.
What?
Juventus just tied it.
Oh, no. I don't know if it's good or bad.
It's not good.
Okay.
I mean, a draw is a win. We got double chance, but God damn.
So we'll have college ball picks, okay? We talked a little bit of NFL. Did we miss anything on the NFL side?
Footy games are getting canceled like crazy.
God damn
it. We lost two Serie A games today.
Is the ice fucking dropping bucks tonight?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot
Stars
of bucks
are back.
Okay,
lady.
We'll do that. I don't know if Foxy's got NBA or not. We'll take a peek.
I'm looking.
This guy's looking. Michigan State doesn't play tonight, so don't expect a college pick.
That's right.
You want to give Johnny a call? See if we get him on a minute or so earlier.
Johnny, so
I don't have to fucking delay the program any longer.
Guinos are -255 at Philly.
Hottest team in hockey. Flyers stink. What do you want?
-255.
Decent line? Jesus.
Who's in net for the Flyers?
Kind of hot.
Hextall? Oh, kind of hot. Not Kenny Raggett.
Whoa, dude. Kenny Raggett is much more known for his time with the Penguinos than he is with the fucking Flyers.
The fact that he was even on the Flyers was a fucking victory for me, dude.
True.
Is Johnny on?
Yes.
We welcome back good friend of the program, a man who has a lot of power, and we got questions. The man who I believe best describes his job detail as, I'll say, head odds maker for FanDuel Sportsbook. Welcome to the program from New York City by way of Ireland, Scotland. Jeez. Johnny Sheeran.
Yeah!
John, where are you from again?
Ireland.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Hey, congratulations, New York.
Yeah, it's exciting, man. Didn't expect it to go as quickly as it did, but obviously very, very excited to get up and running on Saturday morning. We're ready to go.
Okay, so it happened quicker than you thought. Are you screwed now? Are you putting in 24-hour days, not going home the next couple of days?
Man, the way this slate is on the NFL this week, we're putting in 24 hours anyway. So adding New York to the to-do list isn't going to kill us.
Okay, so that was one of my questions. Like with this weekend, with how much is it that are you just – do you guys have people in every locker room who's telling you who's going to play, who's not going to play? Are you just looking at Rappaport tweets and figuring out that way? Are you just – looking at the standings and guessing if guys are going to play or if teams are going to play or if they care about their playoff seeding? How's that go into this weekend?
Yeah, it's really, really tough. Look, it's the same for the public bettors out there, so I don't want to look for any sympathy, but it's just really difficult this week. I think we're using all of the sources that you mentioned there. We're trying to get any information we can that gives us a clue as to who's going to be on the field to try and set some lines that are accurate, because right now it's all up a little bit up in the air, but you know, we're paying attention and spending a lot of time looking at tweets and looking at bets coming in to understand exactly what people are thinking and what way the teams are going to line up before we kind of lock in our lines and our opinions for this weekend.
So part of it is you're looking to see potentially where how much money's coming in on a side or potentially, like, say you have a market, say in Pittsburgh, and you see money coming in from that area on, like, maybe they heard the news first. Is that like a situation that goes into play?
I think we look at bets for sure, because every bet is new information for us. So there's some people out there that we will respect very, very much. So we just saw a flood of money for, you know, the likes of Carson Wentz under passing attempts this weekend. And I think that makes sense. A lot of people maybe projecting them to be up big and for him to sit down later in the game. So, you know, that's the sort of information that we don't have. We form our opinion and then, you know, we assess it based on the money that we see. When it goes to local, you know, biases towards certain teams or players, we don't really see a whole lot of that. I think the insiders in the NFL and social media people that everybody will know are pretty fair, and they get it out as soon as they get it. They don't hold on to it. As far as I'm concerned, the value in it for them is getting it out as quickly as possible. So I'm sure, like many bettors out there, we all have notifications on our phone and they keep beeping all day long, this week in particular.
Yeah, and by the way, we're talking to John Sheeran from FanDuel Sportsbook, head bookmaker. I forgot to make a bottom third so people know who we're talking about. That is on me. I'm a bad host. So this weekend, what were we talking about? So the Bengals, they opened at +3. They then go to -3, and now they're +6. Did you open it at +3? At +3 because you thought, you know what, Burrow and them probably aren't going to play, and then you had speculation that they are going to play, and now that they're definitely out, let's make it 6?
Yeah, exactly. Our number is 5.5 with the teams the way that they are right now. It closed at 6 and moved up a half a point, but like you said, it's all over the place. I mean, we didn't expect any of the Green Bay Packers starters to play either, so that line has jumped all over the place, and even right now we're still not sure as to how much time on the field Aaron and the starters will actually get. We're guessing the majority of the first half, but that's just really us fingers in the air stuff. It'd be nice to get more confirmation tomorrow and have more confidence in the numbers that we're hanging, but they're all the sort of problems that you have this week. It's nothing new, but then you add COVID into it this week and it just seems to be worse than ever.
And trust me, Aaron was on the show on Tuesday. He comes on, says they don't want rust. They're going to play. I immediately put a bet in on the Green Bay Packers. 2 minutes later, AJ or Pat says, a couple drives? And he goes, yeah, I don't know, maybe a couple drives. And then I immediately regret making that bet. So trust me, we're in the same situation. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, there was an MVP voter who came out earlier this week and said, I'm not voting for Aaron. I don't think he's a good guy, so I'm not going to vote for him. Do you guys take any of that into the line?
No, none of that nonsense. I mean, he's obviously a voter and he's got one cast. Obviously, there's some information in it, given some people have that view. But no, we'll concentrate on, you know, the body of work, the performance levels, how the team and the individual has performed, and kind of start from there and figure out where that takes us in terms of probabilities for that person to win the award. Obviously, historics are the main driver, and I think, you know, Aaron is rightly in the driver's seat there, regardless of what one individual's perception of him is.
Agreed.
Yeah, John, I'm knee deep into college basketball right now. These lines are moving like 10 points a night. Is that something you guys worry about? Is it all just based on who's betting on or how much money, or how does that happen?
Honestly, I just think they're moving so much because of who's on the floor. Right now, there's such uncertainty around COVID and how healthy, how fit some of these guys are. And, you know, I see the notifications come through all day as well, where, you know, these lines and key players are being, you know, have been on the court warming up and then sit and don't play. And people are, you know, guessing that they're going to play. And then the line is moving even in the last few minutes. So a lot of sympathy out there for people betting college basketball right now. It's really difficult to be certain about your bet and who's going to be on the court. I think I saw a guy yesterday wearing a face mask on the court. I mean, if that's where we're getting to, we're in big trouble.
Hey, good for you for being successful at college basketball betting, dude.
Every once in a while.
Once again, we're speaking to John Sheeran of FanDuel Sportsbook. Bookmate, what is your official title?
I don't know. Call me whatever. I've been called worse.
Okay.
Johnny Books.
Johnny Books. I got a fucking question, dude. Joe Burrow, it's got more yards, more touchdowns, better completion percentage, a lot of better things as far as the numbers go than Dak Prescott, who was favored to win the division at the beginning of the year. Joe Burrow was in fourth in the division as far as the odds were concerned at the beginning of the year. But for some reason, Joe Burrow is a dog to Dak in the comeback player of the year odds. Is that because Dallas is a huge market, or is that because we saw the injury on TV and it looked really bad? Why is that, do you think?
Really good timing. We actually had a pretty big debate about that in the office yesterday here. So I think Dak is the rightful favorite and strong favorite for it. I think his body of work over the piece, and I know you'll point to the stats, but if you look at his touchdown to interception ratio, it's heavily favored towards Dak. I think it's 42-8 versus 49-19, something like that. There's a pretty big discrepancy in it. I get the overall numbers, the completion percentage, all of those things are really sexy, and I understand why people lean that way. I think my view is that Dak's injury was worse, particularly given he's obviously not as young as Joe Burrow. I think to come back from, you know, snapping your leg in half, and the way that he dealt with it, how strong they came back at the start of the season, I think are all really, really big plus points. And I just think the achievement to get back performing at the level that he's doing is a greater one from Dak than it is for Joe Burrow. I love Joe Burrow, loved him at LSU. He broke all the completion accuracy records that we've ever seen in college football since they've been collated. And when you leave him time, he's lethal in the pocket. But I think overall, Dak matters more. And I think to come back from what he had, I'm not belittling the cruciate ligament issue that Joe Burrow had. That was a pretty horrible tackle and a nasty injury. But when you're younger, those things, I think, are easier to come back from. So I lean pretty heavily Dak, but I can understand why we've seen some money this week for Joe Burrow. I think it hurts him a little bit that he sits this week. Yeah, I think people betting it a plus 155 early in the week probably thought that he might play.
Yeah.
And now he sits, so let's see how it goes. But for me, Dak is the right favorite.
Yep, that was some of my money. I also took Vrabel as well.
I think what John just said is you lost your bet.
That's not what John said. John didn't say that. He also didn't say that I lost my Vrabel bet either. We're speaking to Johnny Bookmaker of FanDuel Sportsbook. Gumpy, Pat, hey, how are you, dude? Is he back here? Okay, Gumpy, go ahead.
Yeah, John, can we get some more footy boosts on the old FanDuel there?
You mean soccer, right?
Yeah, you got it, boss.
Of course, yeah. I mean, there's no reason we can't. I think you're the only one out there betting it. But yeah, for sure. We'll put them up and call them Gumpy boosts. How about that?
There you go.
Hey, a guy that... Actually, here's a good question. Do you know this guy who's going to ask his next question? And when you see him tweet a pick, are you guys super pumped that you know which side is going to win the football game or the basketball game or whatever? And here's Evan Fox. Oh, no.
Yeah, I was muted. Hey, Johnny, you definitely don't know me, first and foremost. Second off, I'm normally not on this show, so this might be a stooge question, but I'm honestly just very curious about it. Out of all the sports, is there one that's harder to make the lines for than others, or is it all pretty much the same?
I think, yeah, I think it is a really good question. Like, I think for us, the head odds makers that we have for the different sports definitely lean towards the NFL and the NBA. Just because we've got more experience, they mattered more internationally before FanDuel launched. So I think for those two, we definitely have a preference and probably feel like it comes more naturally for us. We have a bigger database to be able to, you know, host our ratings and rankings off as well. So I think for that reason, we're more comfortable in those spaces. Yeah. I think the college sports are difficult because you get the churn, right? Every couple of years, you get new faces in and new people in, new coaches sometimes as well. So I think those two, as well as maybe hockey for us, are probably the more difficult ones. I'm pretty sure you'll find plenty of edges in hockey for anyone out there betting it with us. That's the one that we struggle with the most and need to do better with.
Good to know.
That's good news, John. Come get your fucking ass in that game. You know what I mean?
John Sheeran, head bookmaker at FanDuel Sportsbook. I'd like you to introduce to the program Pat McAfee, my boss friend, who can't be happy that I didn't make a lower third.
Well, we were screaming, John, because we're watching out there, and we know who you are, obviously, in the office, and we're big fans of your work. Sometimes. You know, sometimes it feels like some of your lines are a little bit gotcha lines. You know, you're trying to get us there. But there's no nameplate on the show, so we're screaming out there, this dude deserves one. Not Foxy's fault, not Diggs's fault. Yeah. It's our fault because the world should recognize this guy who creates the greatest odds in a game.
That's very kind of you, Pat. I really appreciate you having my back. Once you don't call me an Englishman like you did before, I think we'll be on good footing moving forward.
I would never do that. I know you're from Ireland, dude. I know. Listen, I'm talking about, what's that called? The Seamus does the bows of the Baldrin or something. 20 beats of the Baldrin or something. I'm all about good Irish chit-chat. Whatever you think about, do you get scared to death of weekends? And this might have already been asked, I'm not sure, but do you look ahead to weekends? You're like, oh my God, we're fucked. Like this weekend, for instance, we talked to Lombardi earlier, and Diggs has been saying it, and we've kind of bounced back and forth on a lot of games. Looking ahead to this week 18, where we have no idea who's going to play, why they're going to play, how they're going to play, does seeding matter, who's going to rest? Do you get scared to death going into some weekends or no?
I don't think scared. I think this weekend is the edge case, though, Pat, where we're in a situation where, you know, we usually sit down on a Wednesday, formalize our opinions and figure out where we want to be aggressive in taking money and who we want to keep for FanDuel a little bit as well. The big problem this week is we don't know what that opinion is worth. So, for example, you know, we might lean Miami a little bit at 7 points, but God knows who's going to be on the field and for how long it's going to matter given the other game's implications on that. So this week is a bit of a pass for us, but in general, we're pretty excited to go in towards the weekend. You know, we normally have had a couple of opinions throughout the week, and the market's either come or gone against us. And, you know, they're the ones that we live or die by and really enjoy. But this weekend is really tough for everybody.
How much do the sharps affect what you do? How much do, like, the people that, for instance, I'm on a run right now against the spread. I'm like, I think I hit like 11, 10, 10, 9. Like, I think I'm on a run here. And I'm not saying, I'm a sharp to do, to do. I'm a sharp to do, to do. Am I a sharp to do, to do? I'm not a sharp, okay? But do you guys actually keep eyes on the sharp money? And is that why some things move? And how many of those are out there roughly? And do they know that you are watching them?
Yeah, they know. I mean, they'll see the lines move once they bet, and you know, we need to be wary of that, but there's not that many of them. We probably have, you know, two or three accounts that I would say that are really, really respected that will really move immediately on an NFL game. Or if we have an opinion, say this week we like San Francisco a little bit, if we like them and we're sticking out on the other side and this guy comes in and bets it, then we'll reevaluate our position for sure and say, have we got this wrong? Or are we happy? Do we understand why he's maybe taking the other side, apart from the idea that he's getting the best line or the best odds with us? And then figure out if we want to go ahead and go to war with him or not. And, you know, that happens on a daily, weekly basis. And it's part of the old bookmaker against the better you know, adversarial challenge, and we enjoy that as well.
So. Do you think you guys
should, they're out there.
Do you think you guys should send like a title belt to them and say like, hey, good on you, good year. You know, like, is that something, like you said, there's 2 to 3. You guys have hundreds of, I think, I don't know how many people, but a fucking lot. We had 44,000 people on one bet that we had. I assume it's a lot of people. 2 to 3 is the elite of the elite. Do you learn about them as they go? Do you track their progress? Or did you know when they got there?
I will track their progress and build up a betting pattern, you know, behavior from them, and see when they bet, how much they bet, and where the line closes. For us, that's the most important assessment of how good you are. It's not about, you know, you going 11-1 four weekends in a row. We're still pretty happy to take your bets, Pat. But, you know, when we see the sharp guys out there, they're betting, they're moving the lines, they're betting -2, it's going off -3.5, crossing the key number. Totals are coming down a couple of points if they're on an under, doing the inverse if it's on an over. And once we establish those guys, then we really respect them. And that's just on NFL sides early in the week. Of course, there's a lot of sharp bettors out there that pick us off on player props, etc. And we do the same with them. And sometimes we have to limit them and protect the business. We need to earn a wage as well. But there's plenty of people out there making a pay.
Last question for me, and I apologize for just coming in here and kind of bombarding this thing. The super boost, the boost that you guys are presenting to people, you have to hate. Those things hit. Like, hey, the ones that I'm opening the thing and it's right in front of me. Hey, Pat, take this bet, basically. Hey, this is a good boost. It's normally this. It goes to this. Those things are hitting. Like, and I don't know what percentage is. I'm sure we could find out, and I'm sure you know exactly. Is that, how is that game played, and how do you decide those things? Because immediately upon seeing the boost, for like 2 weeks straight, you guys were hitting. And then we saw the college football semis, and it was like, well, this team's going to win, and the over's going to hit. It was almost like I was playing against you guys. Like, okay, so I think the under's going to hit now because they've been given too much out. And it did end up hitting that way. But how much of the boost is really, you know, something like a thorn in your side versus like, oh, shit, we are losing our ass on these ones that we are telling people to take, basically?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. I think our view is the boost is a way of giving generosity back to loyal customers. There's a max cap on how much you can have on them. They're not there for professional bettors or for big bettors. They're there for, you know, the $40, $50, $100 bettor who just wants to get some value. And we basically look at that as a way of giving generosity back to people. And the boosts we do with you or the boosts we do ourselves, super boosts on the website, there's really not a whole lot of thought going into it. I know people think we know what the outcome will be, or we'd like to take money on one side or the other. More often than not, we're just trying to give people a bit of value and hopefully keep some money in their wallets and in the ecosystem for them to bet on whatever they want afterwards.
Very nice of you, Santa Claus, dude.
Hey, John. How come should we look into, you know, the key number of like 3 or 2.5 when, you know, all the money's coming in on one side, but you guys won't fucking move that number at all?
I don't think so. I think what you'll see is if we're off market, it means we have an opinion on the game. And if we are in that position, then the amount of money on one side or the other won't matter to us. We're not moving lines just because 90% of the money's on one side or another. Georgia, Alabama coming up on Monday night, we have, I think I looked, 16,000 bets on the money line on Alabama and 600 bets on the money line on Georgia. We're not moving the line just because it's that lopsided or one-sided. You know, we're happy with the line, happy to take action. We believe there's profit in those bets we're laying on both sides, and that's kind of the way we do. We don't worry about, you know, moving it just because all the money's on one side or the other.
Follow up, 3 points at home, that's all bullshit, right?
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Thoughts are.
It's
people always say that, right? Because as soon as they see it, they're like, well, they're getting 3 points for being at home. It's like, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's an accurate. Is it not like that anymore, especially with the records of home field advantage over the last 2 years? Last year, COVID year, first time, I think, since like 1960-something in which the home field had a losing record. And then this year, it's only like 3 games off or 4 games off. Do you guys take into account any of that? And for the playoffs, should we look into that more or less?
Great question.
I think we look at it all the time, and everyone out there really should. Home field advantage is different in every stadium in the country. Obviously, you've got to factor in scheduling and travel. I think the teams have gotten better at that. We've seen that in pro sports in general. In every sport, soccer, for example, home field advantage continues to decline over time, and the same is happening in the NBA and the NFL. So for sure, you need to be paying attention to it. I think the average is more like two, just under two these days than the old idea that it's worth 3 points. And some stadiums are really not worth anything at all. I think about the likes of Miami in October. Oh, it's got to benefit people to go there, particularly if you're from Buffalo or Pittsburgh.
What are you doing?
What are we still doing? Oh, there's a head to odds maker.
John, I got two more for you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Anytime, Pat.
Retirement games. Tough. We just had a retirement game with Ben Roethlisberger. We had a jersey retirement last night with Dirk. We got John Madden's family lighting the torch in Vegas this weekend. Do you guys take that into account when you're making a line? Because we do.
No, not at all.
Come on, John.
I mean, did Ben play that well? I don't want to be.
This guy's burying everybody.
Listen, you wished me good luck in that game, so I know how you feel. Okay, they won. They covered.
Yeah, they did, and I thought a lot of it was motivational based on on the night that it was. So for sure there's an element of it, but if we started getting into, you know, how good a night's sleep some quarterback had because he's got a new baby, then we're starting to get ourselves in bother.
Okay, last question. There's places, and they're all location. They're not online. I don't think anybody has it on an app yet. Will there ever be a day where we can do Survivor or Pick 5 a week against the spread contest in the NFL online on an app?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, we probably should have done more work on prioritizing contests like that. I think they're pretty popular here, obviously. Just a busy roadmap and other priorities for now meant that we haven't necessarily focused on them, but there's got to be an easy way to have a good, engaging customer proposition for either Survivor, King of the Hill, or whatever you want to call it. It seems like there's enough demand there for it. We just got to go and figure it out, put it there somewhere on the app. But I think so. I think there's enough demand for us to be able to do something.
All right, John, on our way out, who do you need most this weekend?
You know what? I think this weekend we'll need Alabama more than anybody else. Georgia more than anybody else. Yeah. The weight of money for Alabama as a dog is pretty incredible. I alluded to the numbers there. We have a pretty good position on Georgia in the future book as well. They'll win us a couple of million dollars easily if they go our way. And I think Sunday Night Football is really interesting, provided the Colts look after the Jags, which I think we all think they will. The Raiders-Charger game on Sunday night is going to be pretty incredible. I think that will be our biggest handle, biggest swing of the night. And that game will be the most important to our profitability for the week, for sure.
John Sheeran, head bookmaker, Johnny Books at FanDuel Sportsbook. We can't thank you enough. Good luck with the New York launch this weekend. Hey, good luck this weekend in general. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, John. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Good stuff. He actually told me he'd be available if we wanted to do something through the playoffs. You know,
it's good stuff.
Routinely. I love good guy. A lot of information.
He didn't say which side he needed for Raiders Chargers.
No, he did not.
He didn't want to play that hand.
No, he did not. Because I think Bama, Georgia's obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask him. And John, if you're still watching, on Wednesday when you guys decide which games you want to take money on and which side you want, just maybe email that to me. Yep. Okay? I'd appreciate that greatly. Good question, Foxy.
Thanks.
It was good.
I didn't know if that was an obvious one or not,
though. Good news for you, NHL, dude.
Yeah, or it's just more pressure because he made it sound like it was very fucking easy.
That's what he meant.
Be taking him out back every night.
All right, let's jump into tonight's action. Let's start on the ice. Let's start with the puck.
Oh, yeah.
Why are these lines locked?
All of the NHL lines?
Is it just me?
Yeah, just you. Damn. I was going to say probably because he just said that. So there was an influx of NHL money coming in.
College basketball makes a lot of sense. Oh. That would be weird, but NHL, that kind of threw me off.
Yeah. All right, Raldi, what are we looking at?
All right, a lot of games on the ice tonight. I'm not going to take them all, but we got plays on a good bit of them. Going to start out with the Calgary Flames heading down to Tampa Bay to take on the Lightning. Flames, pretty good on the road, 13-7 on the road. Lightning have been scoring a lot, but they haven't necessarily been playing the best hockey. I'm going to take a chance here on the Flames going into Tampa Bay at +164, Calgary money line. I know Gumpy doesn't like it. I can tell by his face, especially after last game where they absolutely pounded the shit out of the Columbus Blue Jackets. But Calgary is a much better team and a much better road team.
I believe he question the integrity of you for taking the Blue Jackets.
No, I said the show.
But, I mean, it was, I mean, it was kind of an indirect shot at fucking skates. I
maybe got caught up in the moment. There was a lot of things getting thrown around yesterday.
I knew what he was doing, but sometimes when you're going heavy chalk, which we have to do a lot in the NHL, you got to look for other ways to try. And that was a situation where we thought maybe.
Maybe.
I was just dead wrong. And Gumpy was right.
Has he apologized to you yet?
No, but he was right. Why does he need to apologize?
He said, you're right. Okay, what else? What do we got?
We're also looking at the Minnesota Wild heading to Boston to take on the Bruins. I'm going to take the Bruins at home.
Ooh, Bruins
minus 154
fucking
on
Krejci,
the money line.
Dude.
Bruins?
Krejci back?
Krejci's not in the picture yet. Tuukka Rask has signed and is playing in the AHL on a conditioning stint, basically a tryout, but he'll be with the big club sooner or later. Bruins have won three in a row. They're 9-5-1 at home, so pretty good team. The Wild,
they got
lately,
blown out.
They've lost two in a row. Yeah. Trying
still
to figure
cold.
Some things out. Yeah, then they're much better at home than they are on the road. The Wild are 10-4 at home, 9-8 on the road. So this is a percentage play here. Let's just
if
count
we're
on
bringing
the
back Tuukka, off. Why don't we bring back fucking Timmy Thomas?
Oof. Oh, that old bastard.
That old son of a bitch.
Just saying. What else we got?
Also looking at
Flames are a big dog, huh?
Yeah. Again, that's a value play. If Vasilevskiy's in, we know Tampa is a very, very good team. But I just know the Flames are good on the road, so we're taking a chance there. Gumpy's Dallas Stars, 11-4 at home. And they are home dogs at +112 with Florida coming in. Florida's -134 on the money line. Florida not great on the road. They're 4-8 on the road, but they have won four in a row. I've got two plays on this game.
Did they start 0-8?
Bob is in net.
Fuck.
Holtby is in for Dallas.
Oof.
I'm taking Florida on the road, -134 on the money line. And I'm also taking a play on a player here. The player props, if you click into this game, you'll see go to assists. Jonathan Huberdeau, okay?
Huberdeau.
He's a playmaker.
Yeah.
Assists over .5. So basically we're betting on him to get one assist tonight is -128.
Okay.
Why is it Holtby?
Is he not good anymore?
Where's our guy?
Is Holtby not good anymore?
He's all right.
Odinger's the fucking man.
Yeah,
dude.
Bob Odenkirk?
Otter's been the guy.
Okay.
But Holtby's all right still.
We haven't played in a long time.
You've not played in a long time.
Okay, what else we got?
We also have the New York Rangers heading out to Vegas.
Oh.
The Rangers have been quite good lately.
I was gonna say, they've been very good.
They're also 12-7 on the road. They've won three in a row. They're +126. +128 now. Dogs on the road. Vegas 11-9 at home. 7-3 in their last 10, though. They're -152 at home. -154 now. Leonard's in net, I believe.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Rangers as dogs on the road on the money line, +128.
Okay. I like that.
Also got Anaheim.
Ooh, look at you, dude.
The Ducks at home, -125. They're 11-4-4 at home, taking on the Detroit Red Wings. The Wings are +104. They've been playing better lately, too, but I'm rolling with the Ducks tonight.
Come on. Foxy's got his red and white on, dude.
I wore my hockey town red for a reason today.
That's a shame. That's unfortunate for you.
I asked Rupper if we're making the playoffs, and he said no.
Oh, yeah, you guys have really shit the bed lately. You had quite a lead over the Bruins in points, and
Osgood
squandered
stinks,
it all.
Dude.
Yeah, fuck, get Hasek in there. Osgood's always stunk. Yeah.
You got Ned.
Oh, that's the problem.
And then finally, my last play of the night, Nashville Predators on the road going into L.A., the Crypto.com Arena. Nashville 8-2 of their last 10, the second hottest team in hockey besides the Pittsburgh Penguins. They've won two in a row. They're -140 on the money line. I will be taking the Preds on the road.
Smashville.
Okay.
That one's for Mason.
Dude. Good luck to you and your family on NHL
that's
tonight.
For
good luck
Mason,
to you.
Mason, dude.
How do you want to do college basketball now that I'm in? How do you want to do? You want to go back and forth? You want to
Welcome.
Thank you for being so welcome.
Man. Yeah, always am. How many you got?
8.
All right. Woo.
How do you want to do it?
Fucking one for one, or you want to just
go
roll?
One for one,
or do you want to just roll?
No, let's go one for one.
All right.
Let's go one for one.
Go on.
If you're wondering, Tony, what's the reasoning on these? I look at the matchup. I look at the trends. I look at the fucking stats. It's all taken in, okay? I love... Nope, let's not use that word on the first night of college basketball betting. Taking Wagner, -7.5, at home against Bryant. This is an old NEC matchup. I was in the NEC. I know the fucking conference. I know the programs. Give me Wagner, -7.5.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Troy money line.
Okay.
Versus Coastal Carolina. Mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina's covered 2 of their last 9 road games. Okay. I like Troy at home.
Tomorrow I'm going to write down reasonings. One step at a time. UL Monroe.
Monroe.
At home against Arkansas Little Rock. Gumpy does not like this one, so take that into consideration.
No.
Monroe minus the 5.5 at home.
Monroe's been decent.
Yeah.
Rice, money line versus Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
Rice, 3-1 against the spread at home. Covered 11 of their last 13 home games. Covered 7 of their last 8 as a home favorite. Favorite in this matchup has covered 5 of the last 7.
Okay, here's a matchup of really good programs. Sam Houston State plus the 3.5 at Tarleton State. Love Sam Houston. Fucking let's go, boys.
All right. UAB getting 2 at North Texas. UAB 10-3 against the spread this year. 8-2. Their last 10.
Pretty good.
Covered 4 or 5 as a dog.
I got a Pac-12 matchup. A fucking close matchup. Two teams that, you know, if you don't watch out, they'll get you. Washington State plus the 1.5 at Colorado.
I'm with you on that,
okay,
Tony.
Okay, let's go.
Washington State, 2-0 against the spread on the road. Uh-huh. Colorado, 2-8-2 ATS on the year. Uh-huh. Covered 1 of 8 uh-huh. at home. Give me 1.5 with Washington State.
Okay, a game that I think we're going against each other.
What are you doing?
Give me the Sconnies at home against Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the 3. These are two. This is probably game of the night, huh?
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Both teams have been hot. I like Wisconsin on a home court.
Yeah, I'm taking the 3 with Iowa. Underdog in this matchup has covered in 4 straight. Hawkeyes 7-3 against the spread last 10. I'll take the points here. Wisconsin very good, though. It's a toss-up game.
Okay. I can't remember if you're with me or not on this one or against me. Eastern Washington at home on the red turf against Montana.
What are you taking? Eastern Washington?
Eastern Washington's getting 3 as a home puppy.
Yeah, I took Montana money line, so we might be able to middle this one. Yeah.
Let's fucking middle this one.
I got Montana money
line. Why ask questions when we can middle it?
There you go.
I'm taking Washington plus the 9, the Huskies.
Whew.
Okay?
Yep.
Plus the 9 against Utah. Two teams that, I think 9's a lot of points.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Roadrunners.
Meet me. I almost took the Roadrunners.
Yeah. UTSA money line versus Southern Miss. Roadrunners 8-3-1 ATS last 10 as a home favorite. 34-16-1 ATS their last 51 home games.
My last one is La Tech at UTEP. La Tech's minus 3.5. I'm just not really impressed with the UTEP program this season so far.
I'm taking the UTEP plus 4.
Son of a bitch.
No real reasoning on that one, though.
Is it because I was on the other side?
No, I had that one in. That was a 6:30 a.m. Tony.
Okay.
That was the first thing I saw. I woke up, saw it on my phone. I saw, is that fucking UTEP? UTEP plus 4?
Is that fucking UTEP as a fucking home dog?
What else do I got? Yeah, you got here? It. I said, did I say Tennessee State?
No.
Tennessee State minus 5.5 versus Tennessee Martin.
Okay. Big rivalry game.
Yeah, home team in this matchup covered 6 of 7. The battle of St. Francis, my friend.
Oh, yeah, stayed away from that one, dude.
Give me St. Francis, PA, money line over St. Francis, NY. North Dakota plus 3.5 at Nebraska, Omaha. Road team in this matchup's covered 4 of 5. Dog covered 4 of 5 as well. UTSA, we got. Oh, this is a scary one.
Bless you.
I'm taking the St. Thomas Tommies. Catching 5 against Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts very good against the spread, but Tommies 9-3 against the spread this year. Also very good ATS.
Okay.
I said Montana.
Yep.
This one I like. SMU getting 3 at Cincy.
Oh, saw that one. Couldn't do it.
Mustangs covered 6 straight.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bearcats 5-16-2 ATS, their last 23 as a home favorite. Have covered 1 of 5 their last 5 home games.
Son of a bitch.
What happened?
The NHL just postponed the Red Wings and Ducks game.
I knew it. I fucking seen it. I knew what it. The fuck? I fucking told you.
Foxy, it's locked. You know what this is?
Golly,
it's fucking locked.
Fucking Eurostep. Fucking Eurostep. What do you know about it?
It's fucking locked.
What do you know about it?
COVID's been Eurostepping everyone.
Move to Sunday.
Speaking of, Sunday.
Take the Ducks.
Speaking of Eurostepping, we got 2 3x2 boosts tonight. So if you like guys, take them. And did you do anything? Did you look at it? Do you like it?
I'm staring at a pick I like.
It's TNT tonight.
TNT tonight. Prime time. Game.
Okay.
I actually like this one a lot. The Boston Celtics are playing the New York Knicks. The Boston Celtics played last night. They lost. The Knicks had a day off yesterday. This game is in New York City, and the Knicks are getting +2.5. I am taking the +2.5 with the New York Knicks.
Okay.
All right.
The Warriors are only 1-point favorites at New Orleans.
All their players are sitting.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you taking this boost, Nick? Guino's, Avs, Devils, all the win? +330.
Who the Devils got? I like the Avs.
Devils, Devils at home against the Jackets.
I mean,
I don't hate it.
What are the odds in the boost? It was like 330.
+330. It's worth a sprinkle.
That's absolutely worth a sprinkle. Yeah. Devils have not been playing fantastic, though.
No, they have not.
Do you have any footy? Because I got pee real bad.
Jesus.
This is an honest show. Are we not an honest show?
Let's fucking hope so.
Are we not? If any,
I got one. Just let me get the pick out. You can piss your pants.
You call us anything. You can't call us dishonest, dude.
Fuck. There's only one game tomorrow, I think. At least one I'm betting on. Marseille money line at Bordeaux in Liga.
Marseille, okay. You say?
Yeah. I like Marseille. They're a good squad. I've always liked them. You know, I don't know. These games are getting fucking canceled left and right.
You know why?
Did you hear what fucking Sarri said?
Tristan?
No, Napoli's coach?
No, I didn't.
No, I missed that.
He said, there's like 3 Serie A games that got canceled. Mm-hmm. He said, frankly, tell us, if COVID is that dangerous, then stop football and confine us. If not, demote it to the rank of simple flu.
Are you pushing an agenda on this show?
This coming from a guy that eats cigarette butts on the sidelines. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. This guy. So in Italy, you can smoke on the sidelines. He came to England and just chewed cigarette butts while he coached.
I love that.
Yeah,
you got to do what you got to do.
Can just chew.
I think he likes the butts.
Okay.
He likes the butts.
I can tell you why the games are getting canceled, because you came to me on Monday or Tuesday and said, hey, I love the fucking footy slate this weekend. Mm.
Yeah, there was a lot of nice lines.
And then fucking COVID came. Fucking.
Come on, dude.
All right. We will. I thought it was a good program today.
Good program.
Strong, efficient.
Quick. Strong program. Guess what tomorrow is?
Picks Friday. Another
Picks Friday. Program. It's fucking Picks Friday.
It's Dog Friday.
Big Dog Friday. Big Dog Friday. Oh. All right.
Oh, here we go.
Good luck to you and your families.
Good luck.
Good luck to all you and all your picks.
Good luck.
At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Company does an incredible job over there.
Thank you, Tony.
YouTube.com/HammerDown if you want to tell your friends, families, enemies, subscribe. That'd be awesome. And we wish you the best. And we thank you. More than any other show, we'll thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think any other show says thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.